Jason Derulo and Hardwell with Follow Me here at Nova. It is Brian Gaundy. If you're running the bridge to Brisbane at the moment, all the best. What is that, 10Ks? Good effort.
10K too many.
Call us if you're listening to Nova as you run and we'll encourage you to get through the 10K.
Something exciting that happened this week, Gaundy. I went to see a psychic.
A psychic. Here we go.
Look, you straight away pricked up, didn't you? Isn't it like that? People are real interested in it, even if they don't believe in it.
Well, you've got this thing. I don't know if you think you're a hippie or not, but you've got 8 dream catchers in your room.
I'd say I'm hipster.
Just in case you miss a dream.
Yeah.
And one of the other 8 can catch the dream.
I've got one in my car too.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case I need a snooze.
Sleeping at the wheel.
But, I don't know, psychics, I'm not someone who fully believes in it. I'm not someone who's fully about it, but I enjoy going to one and just seeing what they have to say.
Can I ask, because this is me, I'm someone who believes in it if what they tell me is good.
Same. If it's bad, I'm like, that can't be real.
Yeah, it's not right.
But it's
I'm going to be rich. What?
Oh, that must be
great.
True.
Great.
Yeah. But it's interesting because this lady, this psychic that I went to, her name was Annette, and she said to me that her spirit guides tell you stuff that you need to be told or something that's like really permanent in your life they will bring through.
Okay.
And it was interesting, some of the stuff that they said, I think it was about you and I.
So you didn't tell her about you and I? You didn't
no,
say we worked
I didn't.
Together?
So you'll hear in this piece of audio, she'll say a name and then it kind of goes on through.
But this could be anyone.
It could be.
Not. It could be me or it might not be me.
Exactly.
Okay. So what is this piece?
So this piece is just some of the stuff that she said about this one person.
Okay.
Which I'm thinking it's you.
Okay.
Nova. Okay. Show me a Darren. Do you know a Darren?
I know a Daniel.
A Daniel. You've actually had a past life with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so it doesn't mean to say that, you know, people get the wrong idea. They think, okay, I've had been, you know, in a past life that he's a soulmate. Everyone that you even a smile from somebody is a soul connection. But this guy, it was something a bit more in a past life. He's got a bit of arrogance about him. You've got a very strong personality, and the two of you together, sometimes it's like you might as well chuck a can of petrol in a fire. You were wild, you two. Right? You know, you did a lot together, but you were villains.
Sounds about right. Yeah. I can see that.
Lots more of that. But see, the lifetime they showed me where you two were absolute villains, you were the male.
Okay.
And he was the female.
Okay, interesting. So we hooked up in a previous life, is that what you're saying?
Apparently she was saying we were like Bonnie and Clyde.
Right.
That's what she said that
it
we were
It can't
like.
Be me, seriously.
Darren, pretty close to Daniel.
I love how they do that too, by the way. Do you know a Darren? No, I know a Daniel. Daniel, that's it.
It's like, definitely it.
Just throw any name
just
out there.
Mistake I made.
If you've got one close, they'll go with it.
Sounds like us, though.
Yeah, it could do.
It could be
yeah,
us.
Yeah, maybe. Close.
We were Bonnie and Clyde, just robbing banks and stuff.
How unlucky am I, though?
Yeah.
Like,
what?
I mean, to be reincarnated and meet you again, you know? Like, that's that
Come
arrogance
on,
coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's the arrogance she was talking about. Nova. Come on, come on.
With Bree and Gaundy. How's Taylor Swift on her 1989 world tour at the moment?
What about it?
Well, she's bringing out all the celebs and stuff. Are you keeping across this?
I have kept across all the Friends characters lately.
So they did Smelly Cat.
Yeah, her and Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah,
and
up
then
on stage.
How awkward was Joey, Matt LeBlanc, when he came out on stage? He's like kind of like doing the dad walk down the stage.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
And all the kids like, who the hell's that?
Is that Taylor's dad? Who's this guy?
Why is that guy's old.
It's getting weird, though, the people that she's bringing out on stage. Do you follow it? I follow it.
I do follow it.
Have you seen over the weekend?
No.
Because you know how Donald Trump's running for...
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's doing the...
She didn't get Donald up. Oh, God.
Donald Trump up on stage.
You're kidding.
Dead set. Elmo.
Elmo?
Yeah, she got Elmo up on stage.
How did he walk down the stage?
I don't know how they did that. It's just, I got Elmo up there.
It's just this weird box following.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
That's weird.
And Toadie from Neighbours.
No, he hasn't done it.
Okay, so you fell for Donald Trump. That was fake. You fell for Elmo. That was fake. But Toadie from Neighbours, you're not buying it.
Not
buying it. Maybe when she comes to Australia.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah? Nova. Come on, come on. With
Bree and Gaundy.
Did I ever tell you about that time when I was growing up, I had really tough times dating, and then as I got older, I moved to New York City and used those times to create a hearsay business where I set guys up with their dream girl?
Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City. Is that what you're trying to do?
No,
or is that...
Hitch, Will Smith.
Hitch, Will Smith.
No,
then.
I'm not Will Smith. Okay. But last night,
yes,
I completed my first blind date setup.
You set up a blind date?
I did.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your brother Aiden?
It was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
You know, I have this real like kind of life goal to set my brother up with someone.
We've done it on this show before.
We have. It didn't work out.
No, so that's ended, has it?
So I've,
sad times.
Yeah,
but he's back on the market.
He's back. And I've tried this new way of setting him up on a blind date.
So who with? A friend?
I didn't know her.
Oh, how have you done this?
So a guy from work said to me when we did that stuff on our show where we like did like the ad for my brother.
That's
kind of
right,
thing.
We did too. Profile, dating profile.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. He said to me that his friend heard it and she wanted to call up.
No.
But she didn't because she was like, oh, that's a bit weird. I don't want to call.
Well, I don't like that this is happening behind the scenes. I want this on the air. That's what I want.
Let's exploit it.
Yes.
That's why she didn't call, because she didn't want to
go through that.
Well,
it's going to happen.
It probably will.
Okay, so you set them up on the blind date.
Yeah.
What happened?
Last night, I made him take flowers.
No, Bree.
Is it creepy?
Too much.
After the fact, I was like, oh.
Too much for a first time round. On a first date, blind or not blind, all you're trying to do is not annoy the other person. That's all you need to do.
And if you get through it with that, you're doing well.
That's right.
Well, apparently she liked the flowers.
Okay, it's a nice touch.
Apparently that was a nice touch.
I'm wrong.
But it was so weird because he went on this date and before he got home, I had my friend texting me about her views on how the date went.
Oh, a little running commentary.
So I already had the insight of how the date went.
Yeah. Was it going good?
Yeah, he got home and he goes,
So he came home by himself?
Yeah, came home
Interesting.
By himself.
Interesting. So that...
Oh, it's a... completely blind date.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Some blind dates can lead to them staying together.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, we know how you blind date,
don't
we?
No, I'm just saying. It's some people might base their success on that. And okay, so he's come home. Right thing to do, can I say?
Yes.
Don't be going too far on the first date.
Oh, listen to you.
So he's come home. Yes.
Relatable. He came home and I already had the insight of how the date went.
Okay.
And she said that she enjoyed herself. She liked the flowers. He was a nice guy. But he didn't ask for her number.
No number at the end.
No number. He didn't even ask for her last name.
Oh,
Aiden. So there was no like, can I have your number?
Number.
We might do this again or I'll add you on Facebook.
Is he not keen? Have you chatted to him? Has he said, look, I'm not keen?
I chatted to him and he said to me, he goes, I didn't know. I didn't want to put her on the spot by asking for her number. I said, that's weak.
Come on, mate.
I was like, what are you doing?
No.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen now.
I think he knows, right?
Yeah.
Through his experience with us on this show,
that
he can get away with not having to do that stuff. And he knows we're going to come in, save the day for him, get the number for him.
We're not always going to be here.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
You need to start learning how to walk by yourself.
Big chance is we'll still be doing this Sunday show in 10 years' time, so maybe we will.
We're still getting him dates.
With Bree and Gaundy.
It is Bree and Gaundy here this morning.
Something caught my attention this week, Gaundy, and it was the title Female Viagra.
Okay.
Have you read
Interesting,
about this?
We just had a chat about this off air.
I know.
With a couple of the Nova Sandmans that just came
in. Yeah, because they were looking at my laptop.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, shut up. Oh, okay. We're going to talk about that next.
Right, okay.
But you said you've never used Viagra.
No.
Yeah. It's mainly for older men, I'm assuming.
Well, that's right. And I'm still in my 20s, so I'd like to hold on to my youth. I would be worried that it wouldn't, as someone that's never used it, I would be worried that it wouldn't wear off.
Yeah.
And it would be permanent.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if that's ever happened.
Can't go around.
Side effects.
Yeah, can't go around any playgrounds or anything. Yeah, or anyone in general.
Can't leave the house.
Yeah, no.
If that's happening.
But I read into what female Viagra is, and apparently it's not like male Viagra, so it actually doesn't affect that part of your body, but it affects the brain function.
Okay.
And it kind of sends endorphins or something like that.
Mm.
But it's going to be available this October in USA.
Okay. When do we get it in Australia?
I don't know. We'll probably get it like in three or 4 years.
How's me as a guy? I swear, like, there must have been guys that read that story and went, how do we get it here? Quick.
You just pull out your diary. You're like, when do we get it though?
Ladies, please start taking this Viagra. So is it meant to... I think I saw this story, and it was it's meant for people like ladies who have had kids, and then post that you sort of lose that drive.
That kind of drive as you get a bit older.
Yeah, which is, you know.
But something that was interesting to me as I was reading this is that there's been heaps of previous drugs that they've kind of tried to make for that kind of function for females.
Yeah.
But they haven't been approved by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this one they reckon is the one. They reckon it's good enough to be called female Viagra.
Okay.
And I read that it was in a meeting on June 4th where 18 votes had to be, you know, kind of taken to approve this drug. And I was thinking, who in the FDA is trying this that can make a vote? Because that's what would have to happen.
Okay.
Can you imagine all the females that work at the FDA?
Yeah.
I'd be putting my hand up. I'd go, I would be glad to try that drug. Send it over here.
So what, you think there was 18 ladies sitting in a room and they went, all right, girl, all right, ladies, we're going to have a vote here. Raise your hand. Oh, everyone's already got their hands raised. Okay.
It sounds like a similar thing. It's just an episode of Sex and the City.
Give it the tick, guys. Let's get it in stores.
Let's move it on. Nova. Come on.
With Bree and Gondi. Here's something interesting for a Sunday morning, Bree. I found this interesting. Buzz Aldrin.
Who's that?
You don't know who Buzz Aldrin is?
I don't know who that is.
Buzz Aldrin's the guy that went to space with Lance Armstrong and did the whole walk on the moon
thing. I love how no one remembers that guy, but everyone knows who Lance Armstrong is.
Well, the thing is with Buzz is that he must have been the first one on the moon to film Lance do the walk, no?
Probably.
So sucks for him because he was officially the first one, but got none of the credit.
Exactly, right? Everyone's, who's that?
Sucks for Buzz. I feel sorry for Buzz. Well, Buzz Aldrin is working with NASA at the moment. They want to try and go better than that because it's been a while.
How old is that guy?
He's in his 80s now. He's 80.
He's so old.
Yeah, I think he's 85 years old, Buzz Aldrin.
Far out.
They reckon in the next 25 years, so all the work that he's done, he's not going to see the end result.
Any of the benefits.
But within the next 25 years, they reckon they could get people living on Mars. Yeah.
25 years.
In the next 25 years. We're not living, but we can get you there.
Okay. So they can get there. Mars. We just can't get you back and you won't be alive.
Well, the problem. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It takes 9 months
to get there.
Oh,
my God. Imagine, just picture this, right, Gorney. I can't stand a 5-hour flight to Perth.
I know.
Imagine being on a 9-month flight.
I know, it's crazy.
You'd probably get sat next to a kid or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be?
Oh, it'd be horrid.
Nightmare.
They'd grow up into a. You'd see them grow up.
Well, would they?
Shut that baby up. 9 months later, the kid's fine.
Wouldn't they, when you're travelling in space, don't they just not age? So they'd still be an annoying little baby
God,
when you got there.
How annoying would that be?
9 months, though, to get there.
God, imagine a pregnant lady. She goes up pregnant. By the end of it, she has the
It's
baby.
Ready to go. Well, I have mates that moved to, say, Sydney, and I don't see them for 2 years. So if you're going to Mars, that's the end of our relationship.
Yeah, you're never going to see him ever again.
I'm not going to see you.
You're not making that effort.
That's done.
Like, where are they in Mars? Oh, I'm not going to see them.
But I'd be keen. I'd be keen to try this whole Mars thing out.
Would you go, though? Because you're not coming back if you go, apparently.
Well, that's not in the terms and conditions, is it?
I bet it's in the fine print.
I do hope to come back, but maybe in the small print it's you may not come back.
Because there was that guy that signed up for the first ever expedition to Mars and he was married.
Right.
And they asked the wife what she thought and she was like, I don't care.
And how did he go?
He hasn't gone yet, but he's signed up for the first one.
Oh, to do it.
Yeah, and she's like, what about your wife? And he's like, I don't care.
Oh. Just go. Who cares?
Good marriage.
What they're having problems with is that there's no supplies. So if you're going to take food, how do you take 9 months' worth of stuff?
/ when you're there.
So you know what they've been doing?
Oh, no.
They've been growing space lettuce in pillows.
God, they're geniuses.
So even if you get to Mars, you're eating space lettuce the whole time you're there, you know?
God.
It's not very appealing.
Not really, is it?
Scrap your plans, Buzz.
Come on.
Call it here now, mate.
Better.
Just quit. Just, you know, put it in
You're
the bag.
You're done. Nova. Come on,
with Bree and Gondi. Just talking about Buzz Aldrin, one of the first guys on the moon, and now he's working on trying to get everyone to Mars.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. He's like 85.
Yeah. So, big news story at the moment. 13-24-10, Craig, what have you got for us?
Yeah, g'day, mate. I was just wanting to ring and let you know that I'm talking about Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
not Lance Armstrong, mate. It was Neil Armstrong. Lance is the pushbike rider.
I knew. No, he went as well.
No, yeah, he went. He was there.
Yeah,
he was Lance Armstrong was there.
When he was taking performance, he might have thought he was there. I don't think he was there.
I did wonder mid-chat while the phones had lit up. I thought, why is everyone calling? But yeah, you're right. It's Neil Armstrong, not Lance Armstrong. Minor mistake, but really affects the story.
That's probably why it took 9 months, mate. They were riding a pushbike up there.
Nova. Come on. With Bree and Gaundy.
Have I missed something? I feel like I've missed something on Instagram.
What's happening on the gram?
When did it become acceptable to start a whole new account for your pet?
That's been happening for a while.
Has it?
Yeah, Quade Cooper's got one for his dog.
No.
He does. Quade's got one for his dog.
I didn't like him already, and now I really don't like him.
Don't really like that. He's a good Queenslander.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, yeah, that's probably just reiterates why I don't like him.
What?
Why would you do that? What are you doing?
Well, I haven't started one.
Oh, I hope, please don't.
When my old housemate, his name was Farron, and we were living in Melbourne, he bought a dog.
Yeah.
And this is going back a while,
Yeah, this is a while ago.
Yeah, so I was living in Melbourne. This is like, yeah, maybe 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And he bought a little puppy, and we thought it'd be a good idea to start a Facebook page for Harvey. Gilly, because our favourite cricketer was Gilly. So the dog's name was Harvey Gilly.
You guys are so smart.
My last name, Gaund, and Ray, and his last name.
Oh, my God. What? Now it just sounds like you and him got a dog together.
It's weird. We put it up. We went, what are we doing?
What are you weirdos? And you started a Facebook page for it. How many likes did you get on that?
How many likes? It's still going, actually, the page.
Oh, no, it's not.
There's no posts.
Oh.
Yeah. Harvey Gilligorn Ray doesn't know how to upload any pics.
He can't log on with his paws. He's just at the computer going, damn it.
Well, who's done it to really spark your anger?
This is awkward. One of my good friends, I've noticed, she got a puppy and she was posting pictures of the puppy on her Instagram, which is fine. I can take it. Post as many pictures of the puppy as you want on your Instagram. It's your Instagram. Do what you want.
Mm.
And now I've come across the puppy's Instagram.
Yeah, see, this is where I disagree with you. I would rather my friends not post endless pics of their dog.
And then you just don't have to follow the actual
Instagram.
Exactly.
Start one. It's the same with kids. Start a separate parents page.
So you're saying,
what?
Just keep me out of the crazy.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Right? I don't want to be a part of the crazy.
Kids and dogs, just keep it separate, guys, you know? Pop-up radio. Just after 8 for your Sunday morning, it is Bree and Gaundy. Hopefully your Sunday is off to a good one this morning.
Hey, did you ever wonder what ever happened to Lady Gaga's meat dress?
Oh, never wondered that. What happened?
I read this story that apparently it still exists.
Where? In a museum?
Yeah, it's in like a museum, but it's not meat anymore. It's beef jerky.
Right, it's turned to jerky.
Like it's turned jerky. Yeah, they've preserved it.
The jerky dress.
The jerky.
They should have just fried that thing up.
Oh, that could mean something else. Bill Clinton's coming to mind.
It doesn't mean that. They should have just fried that thing up,
They should have.
Chuck that thing on the barbecue.
Who wants one of those rumps?
Eat the Gaga dress.
I'd be in for that.
I went to, when Gaga played in Melbourne, and I was working on Nova there, we set up our own meat dress, and I went down covered in meat.
You wore a meat dress?
To Gaga.
Oh, wow.
And people didn't quite know what was going on.
Why?
Well, because it wasn't as impressive as Gaga.
I bet it wasn't. It was probably like some sausages.
Yeah, exactly. So I just had a few random sausages and steaks.
A couple of beef sausages.
To me. And it stunk after an hour or two.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Not good for the pits?
No.
Can you imagine Gaga?
I know.
She would have reeked.
So good that she's preserved that thing into jerky. Hey, if you're passionate about people on planes putting their seat back in economy, listen next because we're going to solve it after this.
Nova. Come on. With Bree and Gaundy.
That Lady Gaga meat dress I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you, they wouldn't let me go
into the concert.
Into the Lady Gaga concert, and I had to cloak the meat dress. So
that
I stuck
is the
there.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
So they wouldn't let me wear it in, but they'd let me cloak it and pick it up afterwards.
You didn't even need to take a number because they know. I know what one you had, the meat dress.
Yeah, mine's the... Which meat dress is it? Is it this one or is it...
It's the Wagyu.
Yeah.
The Wagyu meat dress.
I'll take that. Hey, if you're passionate about... If you fly economy, which most of us would...
Yep.
I have actually never gone business class.
I've never gone business.
But if you've flown economy and you're passionate about people putting their seats back...
It's such a debate, isn't it?
It gets people so fired up.
And planes are getting smaller.
That's right.
So there's not as much leg room.
I feel like we need to solve it with Judge Gaundy. Put it to the people.
The time has come.
That's right. So put it to the jury on 13-24-10 and let's solve this thing.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Daniel Gaughan. The people are dodgy. The cases are minor. The rulings mean nothing. This is Judge Gaundy.
All rise.
That is me. I'm the judge in this case.
Okay, yep.
I do love this. But you are the jury on 13-24-10. We need to call you for jury duty on this one.
What's your take on it?
Well, see, I was on a flight maybe a few weeks ago now, and I was in the middle sort of aisle, you know?
Yeah, yep.
So I've looked over to the left-hand side of me, and I witnessed this happen. A guy put his seat back.
Yep.
The guy behind him went, "You right, mate?"
Really?
Yeah, the guy turned around and went, "Yeah, I'm allowed to."
Because usually they just say it under their breath.
Yeah, I know. This
or like,
guy went,
say it to the next person next to them.
This guy went, "You right? There's not much room back here. You sure you want to put your seat back?" And the guy reluctantly put his headphones on and just sat there with
So he didn't put it back up?
No, why would you?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
They go back for a reason. You're allowed to put your seat back. But in saying that, I do hate it when someone does it. But
right? Like you say, "Oh, no, it's fair enough." But when it happens to you...
I quietly hate it.
Same here. I remember a flight to Hawaii and this lady in front of me put her seat back.
Yeah.
And I did this thing like where I just was getting angrier and angrier. And I'd do this thing where I'd cough and I'd be like, and then kick the back of the seat.
See, I've put my seat back and cop the cough as well. Mm-hmm. And I went, "I know what you're doing.
I know. I'm aware my seat's going back into your space."
I slowly edge the seat back, you know, so just...
Bit by bit.
I hate those people that just go... Dunk.
And what if you've got a drink?
You've got to do it slowly so that they don't notice. And then you just end up...
Because that makes it better.
Reclined. Let's put an end to this right now. 13-24-10, you're the jury. Should people just stop the recline and respect the person behind you, or go the recline and expect the person behind you to go the recline?
Just everyone
That's
recline
the idea,
and
yeah.
then it's all good.
Yep, all right. We're going to solve it right here, right
it's
now.
It's going to be 50-50.
It's official.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Daniel Gaughan. The people are dodgy. The cases are minor. The rulings mean nothing. This is Judge Gaughan.
All rise.
Okay, so the case today presented to the jury.
The big one.
On 13-24-10 is putting your seat back on a flight, because I was on a flight. I saw a guy put his seat back. The guy behind him blew up.
And I love altercations.
On a plane?
Did you secretly love it?
Yeah, because the thing about altercations on a plane is that there's nowhere to go.
Uh-huh.
You're in the air.
So you need to just sit back and just relax.
And deal with it on the spot. So we thought we'd put it to you, the jury, on 13-24-10. Should we just ban the seat going back altogether, you know?
That's a big call, isn't it? And to be honest, it doesn't even go back that much.
I know.
Does it really make you that much more comfortable?
Order! Let's get to the jury. Paul, what's your take? Welcome to jury duty.
Oh, mate, I hate it too when people put their seat back on you.
Guilty, so don't put the seat back. That's your take, Paul.
Yeah.
Can I ask, Paul, do you put your seat back?
No.
You had to think about it for a second. It's like, I better say no or else I sound like a hypocrite.
All right, Paul, thanks
for
the...
All right, he says guilty.
Thanks for attending jury duty this morning. Tina, welcome to jury duty.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's your take on
that? She goes, I didn't sign up for this.
No one likes jury duty, that's the thing, but...
But you get something.
That's right. Once you're here, you're here. What's your take on the putting the seat back on a flight?
I think it's everyone just needs to go back.
Everyone go back.
It's a comfy way to fly.
Comfy way to fly. Putting the seat back's fine.
So it's all good if everyone's reclined.
Okay, so...
Yeah, the number of times I've had my drink spill on me because someone's just, bang, gone back. And I like your idea of, like, slowly easing.
Yes, slowly's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying the guy that put his seat back is not guilty?
Correct.
Not guilty, okay. Well, that's one apiece. Rachel, welcome to jury duty this morning. What's your take on this?
I absolutely hate it when they recline seats back. I flew from England quite a few years back now with my son, and, you know, straight away after takeoff, the person in front put their seat right back, and my little boy, who was only three at the time, he just couldn't help, like, pulling their hair and splashing their seat, and they turned around and they really had a go at me.
Yeah.
And I said, well, put your feet forward then. No, there's nothing I can do. I can't help you. It's right in his face.
Must be an example of the only time ever that a kid has been good on a flight. All right, so I reckon we stamp out the seat going back. I know it's a right of passengers, but...
Well, if that's the case, then you need to appeal to the airlines and tell them to stop putting the option there, because people won't care.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think, yeah.
Yeah, here's an idea. I've got an idea. Scrap economy, make the whole thing business class.
I love it.
Everyone's happy.
And everyone doesn't even have to worry anymore.
Nice. All right. That's official. And
let's just breeze past it.
And everyone there on the jury picked up tickets to see We Are Your Friends, starring Zac Efron and Emily Ratajkowski, in cinemas now. Yeah.
Wow.
With Bree and Gaundy.
In the past on this show, we have talked about Michael Jackson impersonator Kenny Whiz.
Oh, big star.
Yeah, and, you know, we had a bit of a laugh at Kenny Whiz.
Yeah.
So we've taken that sort of road with impersonators and
we don't
want to
get
thing.
Celebrities on this show. We just want impersonators and people who do cover bands celebrities.
Here's the thing. One of my mates started a cover band, and okay. I like to support my mates on this show. So
good for you,
I want to get my mate, his name is Dez on. Morning, Dezzy.
G'day, how are
you? Good, mate.
Hi, Dez.
That's Bree.
G'day.
So I haven't revealed to Bree what the cover band is yet, Dez,
right.
Because I just want to get her genuine reaction and see if it's the same reaction I had when you told me. So I asked Bree if she was to start a cover band, what she would go with. She said Queen.
It's a good one.
Yeah, right.
Everyone
knows Queen, but I said, bit of competition. There's a few Queen cover bands out there.
There are a few, yeah.
I'm thinking maybe One Direction might be a good one. You'd make some money off that.
Yeah.
Dez, can you reveal to us what your cover band is?
I'm worried.
The one and only supergroup, UK supergroup, Muse.
Muse!
I like Muse.
You like Muse?
Yeah, I went to see them last year.
Okay. Would you go and see a Muse cover band and see Desi doing
Probably
the...
not.
Come on now.
There's only one Muse.
There is only one Muse, you're right.
I did find interesting, Des, Muse is an interesting pick. What made you pick the band Muse?
That is an interesting one.
Because
they're so strange.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. Yeah, look, I'm a massive fan, no doubt, and I've seen them quite a few times as well, Brett. So I know what they're like, and I know their show is just incredible. I think, look, probably what did it with me for Muse was that I can sound a bit like Bellamy, so I can get the sort of those big notes, and you know... It was just a bit of fun, and I've got some mates who are real big Muse fans as well, and it's really difficult stuff to play, so it was challenging for
us
as musicians to be able to do it. Yeah,
so you had to sit down and learn all those songs once you decided this is what we're going to do.
Dez, can I ask... Can I just ask, what you just said is that their shows are amazing, and a lot to do with their like a Muse show is their staging and the lights
lasers
and the laser and beams and all that kind of gear. Do you have that at your cover band show?
We have zero laser lights.
There's no production.
You should just get some mates with some those lasers, on the side
idea.
From Bali. You know, go to Bali, get some cheap lasers.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Of that. So how many Muse shows would you be doing? How many are you pumping out?
Oh, look, we probably roll one out once every 6 weeks or 8 weeks. You just can't play it every week because it's a bit too much. But once every 6 or 8 weeks, we'd roll one out.
Is it too much for you guys, or is it sort of you don't think there's enough people interested in a Muse cover band to go every single week?
Oh, I think it's just one of those things, mate, that if you play it every week or every second week, people lose interest in that. So I think what we find is if you do it at that sort of interval, that after about 3 or 4 weeks or thereabouts, people are sort of saying, oh, when's your next show? So, but if you do it every week, it's not going to happen.
Everyone's asking. Dez is walking the streets. Mate, when's that show coming back?
Hey, when's that show coming, bro?
When's it on? I love the production of that show. I can just see them playing like conventions.
Really it back.
Yes.
I love how you really stretch it back. It's like I'm in Bellamy's lounge room. This is fantastic.
This is great. And are you pulling big crowds doing the Muse show?
Oh, but we probably get a couple of hundred into any given room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's not like we're playing. It's not like we're playing the tennis center or anything like that. Yeah. But it's it's a couple hundred. That's enough for us, mate.
I've got an idea, okay. Des. I've got an idea of what you should call the show.
Oh, here we go.
You should call it Muse to Broke.
Muse to Broke?
Because if Muse were broke, it'd be exactly like their
Oh, Brie, don't be like this. This is one of my mates.
I didn't say they were bad. To show I just support. Said if Muse were broke, they would have no production and stuff.
It's called Amused, isn't it? We're not
and
Amused.
It's called We Are Not Amused.
We Are Not Amused.
We Are Not Amused.
Are you not allowed to use the Muse name by itself?
I'm not sure if we are or if we're not, mate, to be honest. I don't think you would, though, would you?
I always wonder, Desi, as a cover band, what's the ultimate goal for the cover band? Is it supporting the real bands?
That'd be a tough crowd, wouldn't it?
No.
Oh, that'd be a tough show.
No?
I don't think that's it, mate. I'm not sure. I think it's mostly just to get out and have a bit of fun.
Okay.
Look, there are some cover bands, as you know. I'm not sure about Kenny Whiz. I'm not aware of Kenny Whiz's
work.
You
need to look that guy up.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Unbelievable.
I've heard good things, all good things about Kenny Whiz.
Yeah.
But there's heaps and heaps of these sort of cover bands getting around. And I think it was spawned out of, you know, the fact that these bands don't tour as often as everyone in Australia would like to see them touring. I mean, Muse tour every 3 years or something like that. That's a long time to wait to stand in a room and listen to it up real loud. So I think a lot of these cover bands sort of start off, I'm not sure about Kenny Whiz's motivation, but everyone else sort of starts these ones just because they like playing the stuff and they like hearing the stuff up loud.
Well, there's two Facebook pages you need to check out today. One is Kenny Whiz, the Michael Jackson
impersonator.
I've got
to check that guy
out. I'm on Kenny Whiz's right now. I'm Kenny Whiz's
And two is yours. You got a Facebook page for the Muse cover band?
Yeah, we do. So if you go to Facebook and just look up We Are Not Amused, or if you go Facebook/ wearenotamused.au, you will find us.
Okay. Oh. And if Muse come back, I'm going to start the campaign to get you guys supporting.
Mate, because get up on the bill. At least have us playing out the front, mate.
Well, that's the...
that's a good idea.
Well, that's the thing.
Yes,
my girlfriend, when we went and saw Ed Sheeran, my girlfriend Jamie said, wouldn't it be great if they just had someone up there doing Ed Sheeran covers? And I thought, well, no, because you can't do...
You can't
do a worse version of Ed, and then Ed comes out and does the exact same song. All right, Desi, all the best, mate. We appreciate
right,
the chat.
Thanks, Desi.
No worries. Nova. Come on,
with Bree and Gaundy. Before we wrap up this show, though, we talked about it...
We promised it.
...a little bit earlier. So your brother went on a blind date
up on a blind date last night.
And we've had your brother on this show before, Aiden.
He's just looking for love.
That's it.
Just a guy looking for love.
And so this is a friend of a friend that he went on a blind date with?
Yeah, friend of a friend. So I didn't know her. Okay. I don't know anything about it.
There's been a lot of... you may have seen news stories about the tweeting of live dates.
Yeah, people love
dates.
That stuff.
Yeah,
and the one that happened on, like, the aeroplane and all that kind of stuff.
Let's go straight to the source.
Yes.
Yeah, not your brother, Aiden. We don't need that goss. We need who he went on the date with.
I want to hear what she has to say. This is Taylor. Taylor, are you there?
Hang on a sec. Sorry. There we go. Morning, Taylor.
Hi, how you going?
We're good. This is interesting. I've never chatted to someone directly after a blind first date before.
I've never had a blind date before.
There you go. I don't reckon many people have.
No, it's daunting. Well, with the whole Facebook and everything now, you can easily see what someone looks like. Were you tempted to have a look at Aiden before you went on the blind date?
I don't think I would have been capable of finding him, but I was sworn that I wasn't allowed to, so
okay.
I stuck to that.
It'd definitely be something that I'd be like, oh, I kind of just want to see one photo.
Yeah, at least. Were you pleasantly surprised?
How'd it turn out for you? How'd the blind date go?
It went very well. I had a great night and I loved the flowers. They were gorgeous. Thanks to my girlfriend for giving the hint of my favourite flower.
I had to ask what her favourite flower was. Now, let's be real, though,
I
Taylor.
I think it's too far taking flowers, by the way.
It's
too
bit,
much.
Probably a little bit. Let's be real, though, Taylor. We don't want you to sugarcoat it. Our show is 100% real. Let's hear the real stuff. I want to hear your real opinion.
Yep.
Would you want to see him again and give us your honest answer?
Hard hitting, I like it.
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay.
Taylor, what was your opinion on him not asking for your number? A little bit weak?
No, not at all. I didn't even cross my mind until afterwards when Matt asked if I got it. And
okay.
I was like, no, actually, no.
Look, I know I said this on the last one, Brie, but I've got a good feeling about this one.
A And look how the last one turned out.
All right. Well, second date, Taylor. This is good stuff. We love love on this show. There's no doubt about it.
You know we'll be calling for an update.
Yes. And when will the follow-up date come? Are you waiting for Aiden to ask you?
I guess so.
Okay. Consider this asks. I'm doing it for him.
You're just doing all his dirty work.
All right, we'll follow that story. Taylor, you won't have to wait too long for a text. I'll get on to him and make sure this thing happens.
Oh,
don't
God.
Worry. Okay? We'll push this forward real quick.
Jeez.
Thanks, Taylor. All
Thanks,
the best.
Thanks, Taylor.
No worries.
We'll see you soon.
Why would you want to go out with your brother now, knowing that we're going to be all over your case?
We'll just be there at every single date. Nova. Come on. With Bree and Gaundy.